we're continuing to grow our presence in the federal marketplace. We see the IT budgets continuing to grow, and we're looking forward to trying to capture some of that opportunity.
And so what areas do you think it's growing in? I mean, there's a lot of talk about cloud computing. There's a lot of talk about virtualization and all these new techniques. What do you think agencies are really going to be buying?
Well, we'll certainly see some investments and have seen some procurements here in the Web 2.0 technologies. We are seeing cloud computing RFPs. We're seeing people try to make their IT infrastructure more efficient and more integrated. I would say security is an area that most clients are very, very concerned about, both in terms of protecting data, stopping intruders. And I think we'll continue to see some focus on agency transformation that has continued in the past. It'll take a little while for the new administration to get its focus in some of those areas. It's not new that that would take a little bit longer. But one of the areas that I'm seeing quite a bit of activity in is that many of our clients are actually running out of power in their data centers. You can't add new capacity because they're out of power. So they're going to have to find ways to green that infrastructure, virtualize, economize it, so they can add new capacity without taking up more power.
You know, one of the areas that's going to get quite a bit of funding under the Obama administration is this transition to electronic health records. Are you seeing any activity on the government side that would indicate how the, you know, the eventual rollout will look to consumers? Because I know right now agencies are using, like Veterans Affairs and Department of Defense are now starting to use electronic health records. Eventually, all of us will have to. So how do you think the federal government will interface with industry to sort of roll that out?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of activity in that area for a number of years, frankly, in terms of trying to establish electronic health records. The challenge is to get agreement on what ought to be in that record. Various constituents there, from the doctors, hospitals, administrators, insurers, all have a slightly different view of that. So what we've seen here in the U.S. is that a lot of that is being implemented kind of locally, if you will. So there are regional operations that have agreed on electronic health record for sharing it, but there's no national program at the moment. So we'd like to see a little more focus nationally on a series of records that would be used by everybody. That would certainly simplify it and make it more valuable for us nationally to have all that information that could be used.
We're talking to Todd Ramsey. He's the general manager of IBM's U.S. federal business. And you mentioned United States versus other parts of the world. Operating worldwide, do you find that there are practices in the IT and governance area in other countries that might be useful? In other words, when you serve those other countries, do you have lessons learned that might be applied to U.S. federal business?
In my previous job, I was responsible for globally the government industry, and I think there is high value in governments around the world sharing their best practices. Certainly a lot of those are here in the U.S., but there's also things that we can learn from what other people have done, what other countries have done to attack similar problems. In most cases, the United States is a larger version of whatever problems that are trying to attack in countries. So we have a much more complex problem to solve. But government officials around the world value talking with each other, learning what they've had to, how they've challenged, how they've gone after challenges, particularly in the public accountability arena where everybody's criticizing every step you're taking. So there's high value in sharing those practices, and I think there's a lot that we can learn here from what is going on around the world. Doesn't necessarily mean the policies have to be the same, but certainly from an IT perspective, you can learn a lot about how you implement those programs.
You know, there's a lot of discussion these days, and I don't know whether it's gotten any further than discussion, about cross-cutting over large, you know, over departments. In other words, sharing resources or just being able to have compatible systems where agencies can talk to one another. Do you see a trend in that direction, and are you facilitating that at all?
Certainly there's been a desire to do that for a long period of time. It gets to be very difficult because of the way budgets are structured, the way programs are managed in the federal government. But if you just look at the commercial world and frankly look at what some other countries have done around the world, there's high value in being able to integrate the information across government. You can certainly anonymize that to protect privacy, but that more information allows you to mine that information to be more effective in what you do, to make better decisions, and to serve your citizens and other clients better. So I think that is a trend that will be important, particularly as the Obama administration begins implementing some of its programs. It will be challenging because of the way the budget process works in the U.S., but it's a direction we need to move in.
And, of course, doing all this work requires staff, and with the unemployment rates pretty high in the country, one's first thought might be that it's pretty easy to find the kind of staff that the large integrators and service companies need. But is that really the case? I mean, are all the contractors going after the same fixed workforce that's capable of doing this kind of federal work?
Well, I think everybody is hiring the skills they need, and certainly there will be some skills that are in short supply. But there is a lot of capability here in the United States that can be utilized to attack some of these problems, and training available for those that have some base skills are going to be available. So I think there's plenty of opportunity if we want to apply the resources to it to find them and bring them to bear on the problems.
So IBM would find people that may not have the direct skills but invest in training of people, maybe bring them into this area or wherever the work might be needed and develop your own workforce?
Sure. We've always had a long-term commitment to training our employees, giving them different experiences, helping them develop the skills that are currently needed in the marketplace. So that's a commitment we'll continue to honor.
And I also wanted to ask you about this move toward firm fixed-price contracts that the federal government has been working so hard to get agencies to do. Do you see those really becoming the majority of RFQs, or is it still a good mix?
Well, there's certainly, I think, more of those programs out than there have been in the past as a percentage of what's out there. There's a strong desire to kind of understand what the budget impacts in the future. The key to that, of course, is having a clear set of requirements that you're designing to. The combination of a unstable set of requirements trying to bid fixed price to is a recipe for disaster, I think, as you go forward. So a clear definition of requirements will give us an opportunity to bid firm fixed price.